DHS submitted an updated strategy for coming off the high-risk list in December, and I think by and large it's a pretty good strategy. It gives a good roadmap for where they want to be and where they hope to be, and we think it creates an off-ramp for them to eventually come off the high-risk list here at GAO. Obviously, the huge caveat there, of course, is that they actually have to execute these plans.
You were testifying about this before the House Homeland Security Subcommittee on Oversight, Investigations, and Management. What was the committee asking you? What did they want to know from you?
Well, what they wanted to get from me was an understanding of where DHS is now and how far they have to go to where they need to be to address their high-risk challenges. And what I told them was that we think they're in a good place for setting up a strategy that will hopefully someday get them off the list, but they still have considerable work ahead across the board in their various management functions, and that's acquisition, IT, human capital, as well as financial management.
Now, human capital is one where we've talked before about the progress that they've made. The other areas that you just mentioned, a little more specifically, where are they having successes and where is there still some space?
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about financial management, for example. You know, last year, DHS was able to get a qualified opinion on some aspects of their financial statements, and that's the first time they've been able to do that. Now, in some respects, that's a good news, bad news story. I mean, the bad news is that means since DHS's creation up until last year, the independent auditor has not been able to have an opinion on the financial statements. That's not a good thing at all. But they are starting to make progress. The glimmer of hope here is that they were able to get a qualified statement, and they have plans to improve on that in the future. So we'll be watching carefully to make sure that actually happens.
But the strategy that they appear to have laid out is a workable one, it sounds like, in your view.
Yeah, by and large, we think it is workable. You know, we do. One of the things that we pointed out in my statement last week is, you know, we are keeping an eye on how DHS has identified the resources that they have at hand to address the different problems that they face. And it's not always clear in their strategy, one, whether they have adequate resources, and two, if they don't, what are they going to try to do to get those resources?
Now, the testimony says that GAO's made over 100 recommendations to DHS since the agency was stood up in 2003, just in management and integration efforts. Is there a danger at some point where there are so many recommendations and the task is so large that one or another important one might get left off to the side somewhere?
Well, I certainly hope not. You know, we certainly believe that DHS should be taking action on all of our recommendations. Having said that, we are working pretty closely with the department and providing feedback on their various strategies and plans, and that's proven to be, you know, very successful. You know, combined with our independent oversight, I think it offers some value added for DHS for us to come in and take a look at their programs and identify what's working and giving them some additional recommendations and how they can up their game in the future.
And what are some of the recommendations to up their game in the future? Where do some of those stand, and what are some of the big ones that you would like to see them working on?
Well, one example would be in the realm of acquisition policy. We think it's really important for DHS to have an acquisition process in place that sort of, that one, follows the acquisition guidance that the department has established many years, and we haven't found that's been consistently happening, although there's been some improvement in that regard. So just, one, follow their policy. And two, one of the other issues we really want to see addressed in the acquisition front is that the department do a better job of clearly articulating the requirements of these advanced, complicated systems that they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars to develop. They don't have a good track record in that requirements development, and that's an important foundation for success in any acquisition program.
You said DHS also needs to continue to demonstrate sustainable progress in integrating its management functions within and across the department and its components. And I guess the word there that I'm most interested in is the word sustainable, because it's fine to make progress for a couple of months or a year, and you come back and you look at them again, Dave, and yet we're now close to a 10-year anniversary for DHS, and some of these struggles seem like they make some progress, and then kind of get left behind.
That's exactly it, and that's why we think it's really important to have sustainable systems and processes that are in place that you know, aren't dependent on personalities and are not dependent on heroic efforts to get the job done. I mean, rather, we'd like to be in a position where, have the department in the position where it's sort of hardwired into the system, that they're getting good management outcomes on a day-to-day basis.
I know you're not in the predictions business, so this might not be a fair question, and if it is, please say it's just not something you can address. But I wonder if there are markers or cues or something that we can look at where, as time goes by, if DHS does certain things or is in a certain spot, at some point in the future, we can say that's the right direction, they're on the right track, and things are progressing nicely.
Yeah, I think, I mean, there's a variety of different markers that you could use, but a couple of things sort of pop out in my mind. I mean, one of them would be, you know, if the department starts seeing better results on its annual survey of employee satisfaction, that might be a rough indication that things are getting better on the human capital front. So that's sort of one thing to sort of keep an eye on. Another thing would be to keep an eye on where they come out in, you know, next year's and the years following audits of their financial statements. That would be an indication of whether they're making progress or not, sustainable progress in financial management. And that's really important because you need to have good financial systems in place so that the senior-level decision makers have good data to make informed decisions.